Hello everyone, it's Dr. Kerry Yerkew here. I'm a chiropractor in Kelowna, and today's webinar is on mid-back pain. It's something we see in the clinic all the time, and a lot of people suffer from mid-back pain, rib pain, discs and muscles and nerve pain in the middle part of the spine. So today we're going to cover that. It's part of our webinar series that we do on Wednesdays here on Facebook Live. So today's topic is mid-back pain, and my name is Dr. Kerry Yerkew. I'm a chiropractor who's practiced for over 25 years. I've seen thousands of patients in my clinic and done over 100,000 adjustments to all areas of the spine and other joints in the body. I'm located at the Landmark 4 building in Kelowna, British Columbia, the tall glass towers just off of Harvey or Highway 97. And currently we're accepting new patients. So if you'd like to book an appointment, we'll give you an opportunity later in this webinar. So today we're talking about mid-back pain, and mid-back pain is the area in the center of the spine right here. And that's called the thoracic spine. It goes from the neck area down to the lower part of the spine. It has 12 vertebrae. And there's 12 ribs on the right side of the spine and 12 on the left that attach to it. There's discs in between the bones, muscles and nerves and blood vessels in the area. It's one of the most stable parts of the body because of the rib cage and the ribs attaching onto the sternum, in the front part of the body. So it does provide a lot of stability, but when there's a misalignment, it can be quite painful in that area, and we'll talk about that today. So how can you hurt the mid-back? Well, one of the ways is to strain it by overusing it. Sometimes snow shoveling or gravel or twisting and using a long lever like this can overexert on the middle part of the spine and cause an injury. And this can be accentuated by a movement like twisting with a weight that can really put a lot of pressure on the vertebrae and the discs. The pain can be local, but it can also refer to different areas, and it can cause muscle spasms or tightness in that area as a protective mechanism to the spine that's shifted out of place. There's various muscles in the middle part of the spine. These four layers of muscles compose of small muscles between the bones, but also ones that run up and down the spine. We call them paraspinal muscles right here that run the length of the spine on either side. These muscles can go into spasm if the spine is injured, and that can cause the spine to twist or go out of place, where we see people walking crooked to one side or maybe hunched over because of an injury or misalignment in that area. There's many nerves that run through this area as well. There's the thoracic nerves that come out of the spine on the right side and the left side. So misalignments can affect the nerve flow. It can pinch a nerve, causing a lot of pain right in that area or referring around the ribs. There's also these sympathetic nerves. They run off the middle part of the spine as well. And these nerves branch out into ganglia, which are a cluster of nerves. And then from the ganglia, nerves go out into different organs in the body. So here from the upper thoracic to the heart, the trachea, the esophagus, stomach, the blood vessels in the area, the liver, pancreas, adrenals, small intestine. So a lot of the abdominal and chest thoracic organs are getting nerve flow from the sympathetic nerves that come off the middle part of the spine, branch into ganglia, and then from these ganglia, nerve flow goes into the organs. The discs are between the bones. They're roughly a third of the height of the vertebrae. And these discs act like shock absorbers and allow you to move, bend, and twist. So sometimes when we have a misalignment, it squishes the disc on one side and causes it to bulge on the other because it's much like a jelly donut. So there's this fluid in the middle, this aqueous fluid, and then there's a ligamentous outside like the dough in a jelly donut. And this can cause the the disc to shift or bulge on one side, the nerve runs close by, and it can pinch or press on that nerve, causing a lot of pain and other symptoms. So what can be done about this? If you have mid-back pain or rib pain, What do we do? Well, when you come into the clinic, we do a history, and we sit down and kind of go over what started the current complaint, how long it's been there, have you had it before, is there anything related to it, does it refer anywhere? So there's a number of questions we'll ask. We also want to understand your general health history, because sometimes other conditions can play a part in mid-back pain. We want to do an examination. Part of that exam is the alignment, the posture, the ranges of motion. We'll do some orthopedic and neurological tests as well. And then we'll take digital x-rays if necessary in the area to see if there's anything underlying, if there's any pathology in that area. So the x-ray can be a valuable tool because it can show us the posture, the alignment, if there's any arthritis or degeneration. It can show us if there's any pathology like tumors and fractures as well. For treatment in that area, generally what we'll do is spinal adjustments. The adjustments can be done by hand or they can be done using an instrument. We do have special tables in the clinic that help us to make adjustments. The adjustments generally feel good, and I find these are easy adjustments to make in the thoracic region. We have a number of different techniques for the mid-back, but it does respond well to the adjustments. And sometimes we adjust the ribs as well because they're attached on the spine. So when the spine goes out of place, sometimes the ribs do, or sometimes the ribs can go out of place on their own. And this misalignment and the adjustment to realign it can help the spine and the disc, but it also helps the nerves and the muscles in the area as well. It reduces the pain and reduces the inflammation. And of course, we give our patients instructions for home, like icing or heating or certain postures that are gonna help to bring the relief as quickly as possible. We do give stretches when it's the right time for the spine. I like to give yoga type of stretches and exercises. That just helps people to work within their limits to increase the flexibility and support the changes that we're making in the clinic. As far as posture, we give advice to our patients on how they should hold themselves, the supports they might need as far as their chair, their workstation. It could involve the way they sit in their car, sleeping posture. So there's a number of different postural recommendations we'll make to our patients along with the care that we're giving our patients. And one of the things I've been doing this year is using telehealth as a way to explain to people while they're at home on their computer screen different stretches they should be doing, exercises, and it's been a very effective way of helping people right from their home. Some obstacles that people have to coming into the clinic, they're concerned that it's going to hurt, and generally the rule of thumb is when we touch the area it'll hurt because it's already painful. So when we're checking it and we're assessing the spine, it does hurt. But when we do the adjustment, it feels a lot better. So there's that instant relief for a lot of people when they get an adjustment and they're so glad they came into the clinic. The cost of the visits, the first visit's half an hour. It costs more than the subsequent sessions. The subsequent sessions are not as much, and usually they're about 15 minutes in length. And how long will it take depends on how long the problem has been there. So if you've had the problem for weeks, it'll take longer than if it's only been there for days. You can book an appointment today. We do offer initial appointments. We can usually get new patients in within 48 hours. And we're booking 2 weeks ahead. So within the 2 weeks, the next 2 weeks, you can usually get an appointment. It's $15 off for the first visit in the clinic if you book online. So please use the link in the in our post today so that you can book your initial appointment. Let me clarify that. We can usually get new patients in within 48 hours, and the schedule will allow you to book for the next 2 weeks. I just wanted to clarify so there's no confusion there. I did write a book on back pain, and it was published 2 years ago on Amazon. It's in multiple formats, so you can get that book on Amazon by typing in my name and back pain. You can also get the book on neck pain and just type in Dr. Kerry Yerkew neck pain on Amazon and you'll see the formats and you can get that there. We do have webinars coming up. Next week it'll be on scoliosis, which is a common condition we see in the clinic where there's curvatures in the spine. So please join us for our upcoming webinars on scoliosis. We have one on nerve pain the week after that, and then one on shoulder pain the week after that. So please join us for these webinars coming up on Wednesdays. They're free of charge. You can just sign up right now on Facebook and then it'll hold your spot for you. You can follow us on social media. Our handle is at Dr. Kerry Yerkew. So you'll see that on Instagram and on Facebook and Twitter as well. So pretty simple. Our podcast is called Super Healthy. So webinars like this, the audio will get uploaded to our podcast and you'll be able to find that on Apple and Android, on various channels like iTunes, on Spotify and on Google as well. We are on YouTube. A lot of webinars are recorded and uploaded to YouTube. So it's at Dr. Kerry Yerkew on YouTube. As far as our website, it's kerryyerkew.com, so you can go there. And again, if you want to book an appointment, feel free to click on the link in our post. It'll take you to a scheduling page. Pick a day and a time that's good for you. We can usually see new patients within a 48-hour period. And we do have hours that extend, so we have longer hours during the week. We do see patients on Saturdays and Sundays as well. So we have a very flexible schedule and we are booking out, the schedule will allow you to book up to 2 weeks in advance. So I wanna thank you for joining us today for our webinar. And today we covered mid-back pain. Join us for our future webinars on Wednesdays at 12 noon. And then we'll see you at that time or we'll see you in the clinic.